like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, conversing with him. Then Peter said to Jesus in reply, Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make three tents here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud cast a shadow over them. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. When the disciples heard this, they fell prostrate and were very much afraid. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, Rise and do not be afraid. And when the disciples raised their eyes, they saw no one else but Jesus alone. As they were coming down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, Do not tell the vision to anyone until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord. Just a little point across my mind this morning. Jesus was part of the Holy Trinity. We can never separate Jesus from the Father and the Son. They are the one God. It's interesting again this morning that the transfiguration, it was three, Moses, Elijah, and then Jesus in the center. And when we come to the end of Jesus' life, again, he was crucified, one on either side. Again, three crucified. I just thought maybe there's some significance in that. But more so, I don't know about you, but when I got up this morning and looked around and opened the curtains, it's very dark today, and maybe there's a significance in that too. And it's interesting, today is the Feast of the Transfiguration, and we are told that in the Transfiguration, Jesus became as brilliant as the light. He was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light, a light. And a light in the midst of so much darkness. Today, the 6th of August, we cannot forget what happened 75 years ago to today, 6th of August 1945, when 200,000 people plus were incinerated in Hiroshima, when an atomic bomb was dropped upon them. How awful. How awful. And then bringing it right up to date, we've seen horrific pictures on our television of what happened in Beirut on Monday, or on Tuesday actually, when so many people lost their lives and so many people became homeless. And then we're going through, we're in the middle of a most awful pandemic at the moment. So I suppose when we look around the world today and the lack of peace and all the bickering and they're fighting, and even here in this country at the moment, the animosity and the division. It's not just a pandemic, it's all the other things happening at the same time. And so for me, the most interesting words in the gospel this morning are the words, listen to him. Listen to him. But do we listen? Do we listen? How often I have to ask myself, in the various situations of life, how often do I listen to Jesus? Listen to what my heart and my soul is telling me, rather than what I want to do. How often? How often? And it's not all darkness, because the apostles were overcome, a bit like we are at the moment. Many people are overwhelmed at the moment. There's so much indecision and wondering what's going to happen next. As, for example, so many parents are worried at the moment about, will school be opened? Will it be opened or not opened? Will it be safe? We're all worried. So again, listen to Jesus. What does he tell us? Rise up. Rise up. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Do I listen? Do I listen to those words? Or do I give in to fear? What about you? Only you can answer that question.